paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the Studio Gym, where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. Once again, we have a great show planned for you today. A lot of effort goes into all these shows. I try to do a wide variety of topics and cover a wide variety of subjects because I know that my audience is not monolithic. You're not just interested in just one thing, and I try to tap into a lot of the suggestions that are sent to me. If you have a suggestion for a show, go to the Superhuman Radio website and look for Suggest a Topic. There's a little link on the right-hand side in the navigation structure, and feel free to suggest a topic. I do a lot of shows that people suggest all the time. Also, if you are not part of the Superhuman Radio mail list, please join. We send out Superhuman Radio exclusive offers to our mail list that you will not hear about anywhere else. So please take some time, and when you're over at superhumanradio.com, join our mail list. We got a great show planned today. First of all, the season's first roundtable discussion on strength and hypertrophy acquisition, part 8, working around injuries. We all have them, and if we don't have them now, we're going to get some. Working around injured elbows, shoulders, biceps, and knees, and we're trying to work lower back in there for one of the listeners who posted, Matthew Chan, asked us to do that. Then, after that, Pam Colleen will be on, and we're going to do a real brief primer on some tips that she has to help people get better sleep. There is a quiet epidemic in this country of sleep deprivation. And then at the end of the show, I'm going to be covering some old training modalities that may help you freshen up your routine. So let's get right to it. Happy New Year, Rob Regish. Rob, are you there? Did I do something wrong to Rob? Okay. It says I'm here, but I don't hear your voice, Rob. Are you still muted? Ah, I know what the problem is, Rob. Hold on a second. Just bear with me. Happy New Year, Coach Johnson. How about that one?
Happy New Year, Carl.
Okay. Rob, you should be on, bro. Okay. We're having some sort of problem with getting Rob on here. He says he's here, but not muted. Here's what we're going to have to do. I hate to do this because we're going to interrupt. I'm going to disconnect. I'm going to just run some music for a second, and everybody just stay tuned, and we will have Rob Regish back on in just a second. Sit tight. Okay, the magic of live radio. And you know what the story, what the real issue is with live radio? It's not when you have problems, because you're always going to have problems. It's how you recover. Happy New Year, Rob Regish.
Happy New Year, Carl. Sorry about those technical difficulties.
Nah, don't worry about it. No big deal. Anyway, guys, this is a really important show because we all have injuries, and if we don't have them now, we're probably going to get some pretty soon, especially if we're training hard and pushing our bodies. And this is really something that is worth talking about. But before we get started, I have to congratulate the two of you because, as you probably realize, and I think I sent out an email to you guys, that in November, the roundtable discussion on strength and hypertrophy actually made it into the record books as one of the most downloaded shows. Did you get that email by any chance?
I did, yeah. That's fantastic, man. I'm just grateful. A lot of people are benefiting from the information that Wade and I are bringing to the table.
It had like it was one of the shows we did in November. It had over like I think it was I want to say 25 or 26,000 downloads of that one show just during the month of November.
That's crazy.
Isn't that amazing? Crazy. You know what? When people ask me about that, they're like, imagine renting out a hall and filling it with 25,000 people.
Well, the hall that I work at probably seats between 1,800 and 1,900, and that, I mean, it is designed like the old European orchestra symphony halls, and that is a lot of people. So, I played back in my rock and roll days, I played in front of 30,000 people, and it's probably one of the most terrifying yet exhilarating experiences. It's just that is a lot of people.
That's Madison Square Garden right there, Carl.
Yeah, I know. And a lot of people don't get it when I give them these numbers. They're like, they're thinking like broadcast radio says, oh, we have an audience of 4 million listeners. Well, yeah, you have an audience of 4 million bystanders who are listening on their way to work and not really paying attention. This is 25,000 people like showing up at a venue wanting to hear your message. The exact number, by the way, was 26,668 downloads of that show during the month of November. Don't forget, it's still being downloaded. But anyway, congratulations, guys, for making it into the top five. Okay, let's get right to it. In your humble opinion, Coach Johnson, what is the most injured of the ones we're discussing here? Elbows, shoulders, biceps, knees, or back?
Well, I think there's probably two that you see the most frequently, and that's the knees and the shoulders. And I think by and large, there's a couple of things going on, and I'm eager to hear what Rob has to say about this. First and foremost, I think there's a lack of a routine or a regimen to warm up, to actually warm up in a manner that prepares you to lift. And I'll give you a classic example. I've been in the gym numerous times, and I'll watch some of these young guys come in to lift that probably couldn't bench 200, 225. They walk in cold, slap a plate on the bar, which is 135 pounds, and proceed to start training. And I think it's not that it's an immediate injury, but it's one of those things that it doesn't take a very long time before that catches up with you. And then the other thing is simple overtraining and not paying attention to correct form. I think those three things probably embody why we see the most injuries, especially to the knees and the shoulders.
What do you think, Rob?
Shoulders and knees are great picks. Of the two, I would say shoulders are probably a little more prevalent just due to the fact that the bench press is such a focused upon lift. And, the evidence is overwhelming. Too many people are doing too many pushing type movements. If they were to do one pull, rep for rep and set for set for every push that they did, with proper form, as Wade pointed out, we would have a lot less shoulder injuries out there.
So, yes, I
would agree.
So do you think, where do you, I want to hit this real fast. Where do you stand, Rob, on stretching cold? Do you think that's a good thing or a bad thing?
Yeah, I think it's a bad thing. I think, the research on stretching is pretty clear. You do that without weights, especially prior to training, it can result in a 30% decrease in strength.
Okay, what do you think, Wade?
I agree. I think especially static stretching when you're cold, I think that's where your micro tears start occurring, and the body is not prepared. I'll tell people, walk, even before, 5 minutes of walking or even some just low RPM bicycling just to get things loose, and blood flowing. And then, we warm up with some real light weights and with the assistance exercises just to get blood flow before we even hold a bar. My lifters and my athletes are not dancers. I don't need them to be flexible. I need them to be supple. And that's with full range of motion stuff. I can go on a complete tangent on that, but I see more issues created by stretching than what it helps.
Okay, and so let's get right to, we have to take our first break because we ran into a little snag. So let's do this. Let's take our first break. When we come back, I want to get right to it. So since you invoked the knees and shoulders, we're going to start out with knees and shoulders. We're talking with Coach Wade Johnson and Rob Regish about working around injuries. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We will be right back. Lean back, come on. I said my don't dance, he's full up a pants. Do the rock away. Come on. Sisters may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low, low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan-2, Mechanogrowth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your Miracle Noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
Finally, a time-released energy tablet. No more shots or drinks filled with sugar. Atomic Tabs are here. Atomic Tabs are the only time-released, high-energy, chewable tablet available anywhere. Atomic Tabs have as much caffeine as a cup of coffee, combined with energy and focus-enhancing ingredients that will give you a long-lasting wave of energy with no jitters or crash. Energy comes on in 5 minutes after you chew it. Go to AtomicTabs.com, be one of the first 10,000 people to sign the mailing list, and get a free sample of Atomic Tabs. Go to AtomicTabs.com today. Chew your energy.
I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on the Blueprint Forum to ensure your success.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Okay. Let's get right to it. Waste no time. Knees have to be the most difficult to work around, in my opinion. So why don't we start with knees? And because you have to walk. You don't have to bench press, but you have to do everything else. So let's start with you, Wade, just because you've got the biggest squat of the team here by far. What do you do, first of all, when you injure your knees?
Well, one of the things is, I should say first that I've been extremely fortunate that, by and large, my knees have always been healthy, and I think I can attribute that, first and foremost, to being just genetically built to lift. I'm genetically large, and all that's been well covered. So I've been very, very fortunate. I think also the big thing is that, having squatted over 1,000 pounds, I spend the first 3 warm-ups that I do with the squat with the bar. I don't go any heavier than that.
Really?
And absolutely. I think the way people warm up is a very big indicator of how they're going to lift or how they're going to perform their chosen sport. And for me, I am naturally a quad squatter. But with all the gear and in the monolift, it's more to your advantage to squat out wide. So what I do is my first set, 55-pound squat bar, I start close stance, and which engages primarily the quads, and I'll do 5 reps, and then I will do a medium width stance. That way I'm hitting the hips a little bit. And then my last warm-up is another 5 reps with a bar with my competition stance, and then I go from there.
So where is your competition stance? Is it somewhere in between the wide and the narrow?
I would call it a medium wide versus, you see a lot of the guys in the base of the monolith where their toes are almost touching the base, and
right.
that for me is just too, it's just too wide. I don't have the balance, and again, because I'm a quad dominant squatter, even when I pull, I bring my stance in just a little bit more than that. I'm able to get away with a wider stance because of the equipment, the knee wraps and the suit.
Okay.
But I think what you have to do is be honest and determine the severity of the injury. A lot of times you can train around it, or you can do some very light squatting. You know, if you're an 800, 900,000 pound squatter, as long as it's not sharp and severe pain, you can get some work in with, you know, 2 or 3 plates aside. And by and large, a lot of people will say don't do leg extensions, and I disagree, but I'm going to tell you why, because it's very specific. I go very, very light, and I don't do a full range of motion.
Mm-hmm.
I don't hyperextend the knee. I probably do about an 80% range of motion, but it's extremely light.
Okay.
And if I feel any sharp pain or you know, I'm aware enough of how I feel to go, okay, I shouldn't do that today. But that's how I will warm up and rehab the knee after I squat. And then the biggest thing, and I think people so overlook in their quest to find a quick remedy, where it's medication or some sort of supplement.
Right.
I think the biggest thing you can do for anything that hurts, especially the knee, is to ice them throughout the day. Ice them when you're done training. One of the things that I do is, because I train in the morning, I will ice my knees on the way to work. I put my peas or corn or whatever I'm using in the freezer. When I leave work, I freeze them, and then at night when I'm done in the gym, when I'm done with everything and I sit down at the computer to check email or whatever I'm going to do at the end of the day, I ice them again. And that is one of the things that I think has helped me rehab my knees when I've had injuries.
Rob, what do you think about the knees? How do you work around the knee injury?
Well, you know, assuming you've warmed up properly, as Wade just explained and walked through, the next biggest mistake I see, Carl, is that the knees track inwards during squats. And Wade's absolutely right. You don't want to stop squatting because the benefits are enormous, as you know. But when those knees track inwards, it puts a tremendous shearing force on the knee. And by far, as you probably know, ACL injuries are you know, the
well, also, that particular issue is when you experience the greatest degree of what's known as a bucket handle tear of the meniscus.
Right.
When the bone, when the joint actually catches the edge of the meniscus and just bites right into it.
Yeah. And, you know, the preferred solution here really, I think, is twofold. First, flex band. Putting a flex band around the knees and forcing outwards, either while you're doing a squat with lighter weights or just, you know, in between sets, or as a standalone exercise to strengthen those muscle groups to prevent the knees from tracking inwards, is hugely beneficial. The second thing is, if you are squatting off of a box, which I'm a big fan of because it builds tremendous power out of the hole, you want to make sure you're going to be tempted to rock forward after pausing for a second on the box. Don't do that. That as well can put a tremendous amount of pressure on the knee. And finally, as a prehab and a rehab exercise, the best thing that I have found, believe it or not, is pushing a weighted wheelbarrow up a slight incline. This does just wonders for the knee.
Oh, you're just trying to recruit people for your landscaping business. Who are you kidding?
Yeah, I have a whole line of weighted wheelbarrows coming out.
Yeah, you know, and ironically, gravity seems to have the greatest effect on manure. So it's a really good workout. No,
yeah,
but really, so that gentle incline.
Yeah.
Can you not, one of the things that I do, and I call it the hot dog push cart guy in Manhattan move. I'll get on a treadmill and I'll grab the rails on the side, like the handles of a push cart, like a food push cart you'd find in downtown Manhattan. And I lean down and I work again. The treadmill is not going as fast as I'm trying to push it. Quite often I've actually had the motors,
cave in, sort of, and have to restart. But can you not effectively create that same thing by doing what I just said on a treadmill and pushing the track instead of letting it push you?
Yeah, I'll be honest. I haven't tried it. It makes sense biomechanically that you could. For whatever reason, I just enjoy getting outside with the wheelbarrow.
Yeah, no, I know. Doing that. You and Dan John, I know.
And Dan John. Now, if you still have pain after that while you're squatting, it's usually torn cartilage, and that is not an exercise fix. It is a surgery deal. It's a one-day keyhole thing, in and out. Get it in there, get it done, get it over with.
Okay, and I got to tell you something. I'm in a big agreement with something that Wade said as well, and I don't think enough attention is paid to icing, and I don't think enough consistency is done with icing. You can't just ice once and be done. You've got to ice multiple times throughout the day, and that really does have an ability to bring down inflammation in the area, and quite often inflammation is what's nagging the most. Let's move on to shoulders for a second. Who doesn't have shoulder problems today? With what Rob pointed out, everybody focuses on the bench press. Most guys I see have very poor form, if it could even be called form, bouncing the bar off their chest and everything, and next thing you know, they have shoulder injuries. Rob, how do you work around the shoulder injury?
Yeah, it's a great question. First things first, the two worst offenders here are clearly the bench press and the overhead press, shoulder press. And that is a function of really two things. One, the elbows flare out to the side of your torso, they're forced to. And second, the bar is brought into contact with your body in the bottom position. Both of those things can really just put a tremendous amount of pressure.
Is that because the shoulders relax for that nanosecond and they get loose and lax, and then all of a sudden you re-engage them and they're not in the same position they were when they came down?
Partially, but it's actually more complex than that. Let me tell you why. Those two movements are quite unnatural for the human body. For example, if you ask somebody, anybody, to pick up a baby or a bag of groceries, they don't put it directly above their head. They push up and away. That is the natural pushing movement for the human body as we have evolved over the centuries. Now, how do you mimic that? It's best done with what I refer to as the one-arm barbell press. You can do it with two arms as well, but here's how I do it. You take an empty barbell, you stick one end of it in the corner of a power rack or in any corner. You load the other end up with a 45, get yourself a bunch of 10s, get down on one knee. If you're pressing with your right arm, you get down on your right knee. When you go over to the left arm, you get down on the left knee. Put the hand you're not using behind your back, grab the loaded end of the barbell at the very tip, and push up and away from your body. I think what you're going to find is, although you may be in pain bench pressing and shoulder pressing, you will not be in pain.
Interesting. That's almost like a grappler, isn't it, Wade, that Louis Simmons created? That kind of sounds like...
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. I don't have any experience with the movement Rob is discussing, but it sounds very interesting.
Yeah.
It builds just a tremendous amount of power and pain-free shoulders.
And so you feel that that's a good rehabilitative move, and that could also be your workout move while you're rehabilitating your shoulder, then, I guess.
Absolutely, and it's something that, I mean, you can go heavy in. You can use it as a tool. You can go lighter for rehab. But once you start pressing the big weights with that, the shoulder takes on a tremendous three-dimensional look. And by that, I mean it works all three heads. It's not limited.
Because it's an arc. You're actually going from, you're engaging one head and it's handing off to the next head and it's handing off to the next head because you're pressing in an arc. That's interesting.
And it's also a unilateral movement, which means this. If there is an imbalance between the right and the left arm and shoulder, it's going to show up. And de facto, it's going to allow you to work on it and become stronger.
Yeah, interesting. Wade, what do you do with your lifters when they have shoulder injuries?
Well, what we try to do, we try to do our best to avoid, or prevent the injury by, again, focusing on how we warm up, focusing on form while we train, and then paying attention to symptoms of overtraining or whatever the case may be. And this is where the reactive wave method that we've discussed that I use. We don't stay heavy, for too long of a period of time before I pull back a little bit, depending on the lifter. I think one of the things that are that's overlooked is the choice of how we do assistance for the bench press or overhead press, and primarily for us it's the bench press. I think something that's often overlooked is the development of the rear delts and rhomboids and the mid trap area. And that is a huge support for the bench press. And I think most times it's rarely shoulder injuries or even pec injuries are rarely an issue of a lack of strength in the shoulder area, more so a lack of conditioning.
Interesting.
We tend to go so heavy. I see guys heaving 40-pound dumbbells doing side raises that have no business. I mean, they're pulling them up there, but they're heaving the weight. And so I pull back. We go a little heavier doing rear delts. Usually we'll do them on a pec deck where you're facing in, and then we
Where do you like to have your hands? Are they palm down? Are they?
I have mine palms facing each other. That way, what I'm doing is I'm pushing against the handle and making the shoulder, the rhomboids, and the mid upper back do all the work.
So in other words, your palms are facing your back. In other words, you're saying, right?
No. My palms would be, if I'm in the pec deck and the handles are in front of me, then my palms are facing each other.
So you're actually pulling instead of pushing.
Exactly.
Yeah, I like
exactly.
that. I like that. Yeah.
And then what we do, we'll do like 4 weeks on, 4 weeks off after one of the bench sessions, because we do two in a week, is we'll take 5-pound dumbbells and we'll do three sets, and the rep range, depending on the condition of the athlete, is 25 to 50 reps. And by doing so, it's a very light weight, but we're developing that connective tissue. It is not a heavy weight that's going to be damaging, and we have had great success with that. That doesn't mean that we still don't do assistance with some weight, but we avoid some of these isolating movements where if we have to heave the weight, it's too heavy. And I think a lot of times the injuries come from the way we train, like the assistance. We go too heavy, or the ego is not in check. I can take 5-pound dumbbells, and I've benched over 700 pounds, and I can do 50 reps, and it burns me down quickly. But
really?
But a lot of times I think it's a lack of conditioning and rarely a lack of strength.
Okay. All right. Do we have to wrap up anything on the shoulders before we go into this break and move on to the next subject? Because I'm trying to keep a pace here to cover everything we can.
I don't think so. You know, the biggest, most important point I think to keep in mind is, you know, perform a rowing movement either on the horizontal, vertical, or mixed plane for every push that you do. It's going to go a long way towards helping those shoulders.
You want to hear something? I don't know if anybody can package this or use this, but I've had painful shoulders for some time. Dr. Peter Rouse helped me when I was in California recently, and really was one of the few days I've had with no pain in my shoulders. But the other time that I had no pain in my shoulders, Elisa and I rented a canoe. And it was a windy day, and we were in an area of Harrods Creek where there were big, like, boats coming through, you know, yachts and stuff like that. And I was constantly paddling for my life, trying to get out of the way of boats, trying not to have the wind blow me in a direction. So for about half hour, 45 minutes, I literally paddled, like, as hard as I could from one side to the other. When I first started paddling, my shoulders were so painful. By the time I was done paddling, my shoulders had no pain, and I had no pain for 2 days after that. And I told Elisa, if I could create a machine that emulated that motion, I believe that I could cure my shoulders forever.
In effect, you were pulling.
Yeah, I was pulling. You're right. That's exactly what I was doing. I wasn't pushing. I was pulling. Exactly. Exactly. Anyway, let's leave the audience with that thought to ponder. Wade and Rob, first of all, Rob Regish, I announced on yesterday's show that anybody who's bought the Blueprint recently needs to start taking before pictures, because we're going to break the news in February about an amazing challenge. I started talking about that this week. We're going to have a Blueprint body makeover challenge with literally, right now I think we're at $3,000 or $4,000 worth of prizes. So this is not going to be anything small. So anybody who's bought the Blueprint recently, please take before pictures now. I don't want you to feel like you got left out in the wind. And you can buy the Blueprint by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Please, Wade, give your websites.
You can find me at johnsonstrengthgroup.com, weightliftingdiscussion.com. There's a training forum. You can find me at Facebook. And you can reach me via email at supersquat800@yahoo.com.
Yeah, and eventually we're going to get Wade to move his email address to the appropriate number, supersquat1040. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned.
Your goals, longevity, endurance, vitality, or wellness? Well, you'll find everything you're looking for at uscellwellness.com. US Cell Wellness was founded on the belief that total well-being begins at the most basic cellular level. Their natural supplements are designed to work with the body to achieve health and vitality. Their formulas are backed by a team of nutritional researchers, healthcare professionals, and nutritional supplement biochemists. Whether you're concerned for your own wellness or a clinician caring for others, it all starts at uscellwellness.com. Save 20% off your first purchase when you use the coupon code SUPER.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine. And no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio.
I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on the Blueprint forum to ensure your success. 6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to, is 6-Oxo progesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to ironmaglabs.com today.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. I just want to remind everybody that Southern Research Companies has the best, most authentic peptides, bar none. Don't believe anybody else. Southern Research Companies procures all of their peptides inside the United States from Tier 1 labs. I've seen the CSAs. And you can save 15% off when you use the coupon code SUPERHUMAN15, SUPERHUMAN, the number 1, the number 5. Check out Southern Research Companies today. Okay. So, the next body part in question, elbows. Ironically, one of my elbows has been bothering me, and I know the movement that has exacerbated. So, let's talk about that. Let's go ahead and start with you this time, Wade. When do the elbows get injured, and what can you do about it?
Well, I think, again, this, we're going to be really repetitive here, and the issue is a lack of proper warm-up, and a lack of proper technique on your lifts. But I think one of the biggest issues, and this is why I'm a proponent and why we have developed the way we train bench press, is the isolation movements that we use for triceps training.
Yeah.
And I see it over and over again where guys are doing 10 sets of 10 and 12 and 15, you know, some type of isolation movement, you know, a single joint movement. And there have been tests where, you know, they'll put a camera on that elbow joint, and with each rep, you can see that joint getting redder and redder and redder. And
it's right there at the knob of the right,
absolutely,
at where the tricep inserts right at the knob of the elbow.
Exactly, and you know, I've done those heavy press downs, and I've done those skull crushers or nose breakers or whatever you want to call them. And more times than not, it creates more issues. And so it's a risk versus reward thing. And that's why we developed, the way we train. Not unlike the 72-hour template that Westside Barbell uses, where they will do a max effort and a dynamic movement, you know, and that's way oversimplifying. But we do a flat bench session, and then 72 hours later, we move our grip in from our competition grip, and we do a medium to steep decline press. And what that does is it keeps the movement, a multi-joint movement. By moving the grip in, the triceps become a primary mover. By nature of the decline, especially more than the typical fixed decline that you'll find in a commercial gym, it reduces the amount of shoulder that's used in the press and more mimics what it'll feel like when you use a shirt. And we have minimized shoulder and elbow injuries by training that way. I think a lot of times, because people think that the triceps have got to be so strong that they overtrain them. And I think that's the biggest issue, is form, lack of warm up, exercise selection, and then overtraining.
Yeah, and that's how I got them. There's a machine that at my gym that I started using, that you sit in, and there's a bar that's behind your head, and you extend it over your head, and that's when my elbow started bothering me. What about you, Rob? What do you think?
Well, there's two things here. One is cause, and second is remedy. The cause, in my opinion, everybody wants big guns, right? Curls for the girls. Everybody's doing curls. The problem with curls, any kind of curls, are that they're an isolation exercise. They only work the muscle through a single joint, that being the elbow.
So you mean that affects the tricep or the elbow?
The
really?
Elbow.
Holy
moly.
Absolutely.
It works it through a single joint, the elbow. In contrast, the greatest biceps builder known to man is the humble pull-up. Why? It's a compound movement, and it works the biceps through two joints, that being the elbow and the shoulder.
Oh.
So these guys that are doing endless sets of curls are really not doing themselves any favors and setting themselves up for elbow injuries. Now, what you'll find is, as Wade spoke to earlier, he's absolutely right, the key word being grip. You will find that even with a severe case of a tendonitis, let's say, in the elbow, these guys have a very difficult time, let's say, doing a chin-up with a overhand grip, or I'm sorry, underhand grip. It really exacerbates the injury. Switch them, however, to an overhand grip or a grip where the palms face inwards, and a lot of that pain is alleviated. So there are a couple different, you know, solutions to that, one of which is playing around with hand position. Dumbbells will make the movement much easier for two reasons. One is you can change that hand position. And secondly, a lot of people will say dumbbells feel better because there's a greater range of motion. The opposite is actually true. If you think about it, like on a shoulder press, the dumbbells can only be brought down to the point of the tops of the shoulders where the plates touch. That takes about 2 inches or so off the range of motion.
Interesting.
So the take-home point being, find an exercise that doesn't aggravate the injury. Secondly, play with hand position. And third, find a point in the range of motion that doesn't hurt the injury, that's likely the strongest range. And you can, for example, perform very heavy static holds and still train the muscle and train it hard without any pain.
Don't underestimate static holds because you're not pumping the muscle up. Because I take that back. Static holds actually cause a greater degree of pump than actually going full range, you know, for just a few reps. But don't underestimate the ability of static holds to actually stimulate growth and strengthen the muscle.
When we talk about injuries here, Carl, a lot of people incur those in the weakest range of motion. The solution is to go back to the strongest range in some cases.
Yeah, and then kind of inch your way back into the full range. All right, so elbows, it sounds like to me, It's the isolation movements that are causing the problem. So stay away from the isolation movements if your elbows are bothering you, and find compound movements that activate the triceps and bicep, as well as the muscle groups above and clearly below. Grip has a lot to do with it as well, I have to believe. I believe that there's a lot of guys out there who hold the bar very loose. I've found, actually, when my shoulders were bothering me early on and I was bench pressing, I found that when I focused on gripping the bar as hard as I could, my shoulders didn't hurt nearly as bad. Now, that doesn't mean that it was going to make the problem go away, but what's the connection? When you grip something, how does it affect the shoulders? Clearly, all of these muscles work in a chain, and they depend on each other. So so that leads us to bicep injuries, which, since we're talking about the upper arms, when you have a bicep injury, is it even possible to injure a bicep? That's one muscle I didn't think you could really injure other than tear it completely or shear it away from the bone.
Tendons and ligaments more
so. Oh, yeah. Yeah, and then severe tendonitis. I've early on, I was so overtrained in my career. The tendonitis, bicep tendonitis, was so bad, I'd get about two-thirds of the way from touching a bench, like with three plates, and I couldn't support. The weight would just want to come crashing down. I just couldn't hold the weight. And so that took, you know, the icing and not overtraining. And for me, what I did is, Carl, you've known me for several years, and,
yes,
and one of the things that I've got is I've got really big arms, but I didn't build those arms from doing a bunch of heavy curls and, you know, all types of curls or, you know, triceps isolation. So, but what I did do is I would do very light hammer curls, you know, to pump blood where that brachialis tendon is, and then reverse curls. But it's a very, very lightweight. I'd do like 20 to 30 pounds for 20 reps, nice and controlled, just a medium pace, because that reverse curl is going to pump blood into that elbow in a different manner than other curls will. And again, it's, I am a big, big human being, and 20 pounds is enough. Check your ego. You do not have to lift a pile of weight for it to be effective in some of these movements, especially these really, really small muscle groups.
Yeah.
And, but you most certainly, I've seen it. I give you a classic example. I had a guy come up to me, probably weighed 150 pounds, and I watched him with a straight bar, curling 135 pounds, and he was basically having to be so ballistic like an Olympic lifter to get the weight up. And he's like, my arms aren't growing. What can I do? My back is hurting all the time. And I'm like, dude, take the plate off and do the bar for 10 and let's see what you got and not heave the weight. And again, I think a lot of these injuries are symptomatic, one, of ego and then just simple overtraining.
All right, look what we have to do. We have to take a break. When we come back from the break, we can pick it up and discuss a little bit in greater detail if there's anything more to talk about bicep injuries, which there may be. And then we want to try to get to the back for Matthew Chan. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Later in the show, Pam Colleen will be talking about some tips on helping you get better sleep. And after that, we're going to be addressing two training protocols, high-intensity training and the body contract training. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SH Radio. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver-safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro Series products today at PrimordialPerformance.com.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power block, the world's best dumbbell.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at ironmaglabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to SuperHumanRadio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both the Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on the Blueprint Forum to ensure your success.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking this hour with Rob Regish and Coach Wade Johnson about injuries, how to avoid them, how to recuperate from them. We were talking about the biceps when we went into the break. Is there anything else we need to discuss about bicep training? And I feel like we kind of covered it when we talked about elbows by pointing out that it's these isolation movements that really cause all the problems. Would it be fair to say that if you have bicep issues, that you should just move away from the isolation movements? What do you think about that, Rob?
I think so. And the other take home is this. You just heard one of the biggest, strongest human beings on the planet, that being Wade, not me, tell you, you know, he built his biceps. Number one, not necessarily with a lot of biceps work, you know, and when he did it, it wasn't necessarily, you know, super heavy either. You work hard in the big basic movements, in particular your rows, your biceps are going to get a hell of a workout, and get your body weight up there. That's how your biceps grow, not doing endless sets of curls. It just gets you elbow injuries.
Yeah. What do you think about that, Wade? You concur?
I agree. I mean, that's exactly how I did it, and the only bicep work I've done for years is hammer curls, and I limited that to 3 sets on my bench days. And occasionally, as a prehab movement, I would do the light reverse curls. By and large, for strength training, I avoid a lot of the isolation movements. And then I would also prescribe that someone, you know, use the braces. I generally, because of the size of my forearms and upper arms, I'll use a knee brace that will cover some of the forearm, the elbow, and then come up on the bicep. And that help, just that little bit of support and warmth tends to keep me from having any soreness issues while I'm training.
And what it really good, I'm sorry, Rob.
There's a clue there, Carl, and Wade referred to hammer curls. Whenever you're doing any kind of pulling or even curl movement, there's a tendency for the body to pronate the grip or turn it inwards.
Mm-hmm.
That's naturally, for most people, the safest grip. So I would really suggest looking into those versus, you know, other grips first.
And I'll add, like most of the, if I use a pull down in my training, I always use a neutral grip. That's the palms facing in.
Right.
There you go.
I always, you know, and then I'll go thumbless. That sometimes squeezing the bar with that thumb tends to put some pressure on my shoulders, so I go thumbless, and that tends to really make a big difference. But anytime I can use a neutral grip, that's what I use.
Okay, we're going to move on to the back, and we're going to try to hit this in 8 minutes. This is a bit more complicated, in my humble opinion. Wade, you've got a 700-pound deadlift, and I know for a fact that the only thing that restricts your deadlift is not your back, but instead your grip work. What do you think is important for the back if it starts to hurt?
Well, I think the one thing that you've got to do is not, unless it is so painful that you can't train, you've got to stay in motion.
Yeah.
And early on, I injured my back just, you know, trying to do too much. And what I did to rehab that is, and Gary Frank and I, who is a monstrous human being and one of the strongest men in the history of powerlifting, one of the things he and I have talked about is not only to work on form, but his rehab. He would pull like 135 or 225. He would work on his form every day and work on perfect form. And what I did is I would take 135 and I would do a couple of sets of 10 every day after I hurt my back. And what that did is it forced blood into the injured area. And again, me working on form made me do it correctly, and that's how I rehabbed my back.
Yeah, no, I have to agree with you. The worst thing that back injury people can do is to completely back off.
I
feel like that once you back off, then that injury is going to stay there forever. What do you think, Rob?
Absolutely. There's a recurring theme here people should pick up on. Two words, blood flow. Blood flow is absolutely critical. It's at the crux of rehabbing any injury. Wade said it, keep in motion. Blood flow can be accomplished by many things, everything from dragging a sled, which is there's no vertical pressure on the spine, right, to, you know, other therapeutic modalities like the reverse hyperextension, for example. Now, having said that, most people don't have access to those, you know, wonderful tools. However, everybody has access to the best spine rehab and prehab exercise in the world. Plenty of people have heard about it. Almost nobody practices it.
Right.
The bridge. The bridge today is performed largely only by amateur wrestlers, and it's a crying shame.
You're talking about the wrestler's bridge, what, for your neck, you mean?
Not necessarily for the neck, but the, let's say, foot-to-hand bridge.
Oh, which, okay, yeah, right. Like planking, almost.
Like almost like planking, but if you take a look at it, the bridge itself is an absolutely wonderful exercise to perform, and it's probably the most important exercise for an athlete with back issues, so, you know, subject to getting it medically treated.
Yeah, because there's no range of motion. You're just static, and that's a great idea.
Well, actually, let's think about this. 99% of the time, and in particular when people injure their backs, they are bending forwards. They're sitting at a desk all day. They're leaning over to pick up a barbell. Consider the opposite. When are you ever bent backwards, as in a bridge? You're not. When you do that, the joint doesn't open and expose itself to injury. It closes. Mm-hmm. And in the process of doing so, it realigns the vertebrae into the correct position. It strengthens the deep muscles of the back that are responsible for good posture, for example. And all of the discs that are made of cartilage and have very poor blood flow, and that's why discs don't rehab well, they receive all kinds of, you know, nutrients via synovial fluid, and the waste products are flushed out at the same time. The point is, those joints are moved around and moved in a fashion that they're never
right.
Moved. Okay.
And we find that's true of even the feet. You find injuries occur when muscular imbalances are present, and these muscular imbalances are present because we do something repetitively day after day, year after year, and we never do the opposite.
It is. And you know, considering the opposite is always a good strategy, but just as a final point, we've talked today about knees, we've talked today about biceps, you know, shoulder injuries. In the bridge, all of those muscle groups benefit: the knees, the quadriceps, the hip flexors, the abdominals, the chest. They are stretched like they're otherwise never stretched before. You can actually remove calcium deposits in your shoulders.
Wow.
And make the shoulders extremely flexible. You want to talk about flexibility?
Let's give Wade, we only have a few minutes. Let's give Wade a chance to chime in. He had something he was going to say.
No, I completely agree. I think that's, you know, that Rob makes a big, huge point, like what we opened with, is if we spend as much time pulling as we did pushing, you would remedy a lot of the injuries and see more athletes perform at a higher level. It's one of the reasons why I invested, and it was actually Wes that convinced me to do so. You know, it's toe raise after toe raise after toe raise, and no one does any type of tibial movement whatsoever. So I've got one of those little machines
that you slip your toe in.
All of my girl lifters, you know, the girls that I train for just baseline fitness, the models, all of them, they use that tibia machine because they, you know, like the girls that are wearing these super crazy high heels when they do photo shoots and stuff, they're able to get through that. One of my girls that is super strong, that's a model, she, you know, a lot of times she says the most sore she gets is when she's doing a long shoot where she has to wear shoes like that.
Yeah.
And so the point being that I'm hammering home that Rob has brought up is injuries occur from imbalances, and it just requires a little bit of time, you know, making sure that, you know, whatever antagonistic movement is there for what we're doing, like with pulling to coincide with pushing, that we spend some time to try to equal that out.
Okay, we've come to the end of the show. Wade, please give your websites again. And how people
it is johnsonstrengthgroup.com, weightliftingdiscussion.com. You can reach me on Facebook and at supersquat800@yahoo.com.
Okay, and for those of you who didn't hear this earlier, we will be having a blueprint body makeover challenge that's going to start in February. We're going to probably have $4,000 or $5,000 worth of prizes to give away. You can join in by taking your before pictures now if you already have the blueprint and you started working with it. For those of you who don't have the blueprint, go to superhumanradio.com, click the blueprint banner ad, get yourself a copy of the blueprint. It's probably the finest, if not one of the finest, training guides out there, which cherry picks all of the good stuff out of everybody else's training guide. So it's like Google, to the training guides. There you go. Hey, Rob Regish, thanks for being on the show today.
Thank you, brother.
Wade Johnson, thank you for being on the show today.
Always a pleasure. Happy New Year, guys.
Happy New Year. We'll see everybody in 2 weeks with another episode of the Roundtable Discussion in Strength and Hypertrophy. We will be right back with Pam Colleen with tips on how to get better sleep. You're listening to Superhuman Radio because you're intelligent. We'll be right back. Your goals, longevity, endurance, vitality, or wellness? Well, you'll find everything you're looking for at uscellwellness.com. US Cell Wellness was founded on the belief that total well-being begins at the most basic cellular level. Their natural supplements are designed to work with the body to achieve health and vitality. Their formulas are backed by a team of nutritional researchers, healthcare professionals, and nutritional supplement biochemists. Whether you're concerned for your own wellness or a clinician caring for others, it all starts at uscellwellness.com. Save 20% off your first purchase when you use the coupon code SUPER. When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscles N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your Miracle Noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing
increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta alanine, and no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance enhancing product bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Rhythm is a dancer. It's a soul's companion. People
welcome back to Superhuman Radio.
Lift your hands and voices.
My next guest is a fan favorite, and I say that with evidence now, because she has the distinction of being the first ever. And before I make this announcement, I need a little bit of a, I think a little drum roll would be appropriate. She has the distinction of being the first ever guest to be in two of the top five shows downloaded in a given month, Pam Colleen. How you doing, Pam?
I'm great, Carl. Thanks so much for that.
Yeah, actually, you were on the show in November. Two back-to-back times. You were on once with Dr. Jared Scowron talking about parents who impose their vegan lifestyle on their young developing children. And then again, and I can't remember her name, but Make November National Sugar Awareness Month, which was the top show downloaded. 29,249 downloads just in the month of November in that show alone. Amazing. So congratulations.
Yeah, that was with Jill Escher. Yeah.
Yes.
That was a fun show, and it just goes to show you, I think, how serious this affliction is that we have with sugar addiction.
Well, it also goes to show the intelligence of my audience. It really does. I mean, there isn't a person in this audience that couldn't do my job. They're all very aware. They don't buy into, the normal stuff that you hear in the mainstream media, and they're interested in this sort of stuff, and they probably pass that show around to everyone they know. So yeah, absolutely. But anyway, we're here to talk today about something that challenges most people at some point in their lifetime. Some of you may be working within the confines of trying to get a better night's sleep now, and no matter what you do, it doesn't work. And Pam has some answers. We're going to give top eight tips that Pam uses. Seven tips that Pam uses with her clients. And interestingly enough, I got an email from Matt Beatty, and I hope he doesn't mind me saying his name on the show, saying that you completely corrected a sleep problem that he's had for virtually his entire life, I guess.
Well, let me preface this first by saying that, I put people on an entire program. So the tips I'm going to cover today are very generic. They're not basic. Obviously, they're not going to be what I do as a whole as a very complete program. But these are seven easy tips that could potentially help somebody who's having trouble sleeping. And also, the products that I use are very specialized and very targeted, so I'm fortunate that I have access to that. But let me just also preface this by saying that I had severe insomnia for 12 years. I basically was lucky, Carl, if I slept 6 hours a week. Yeah. I mean, this is how bad it was.
That's
when I
torture.
Had chronic...
That's torture.
Yeah, it was absolute. It was a total nightmare. This happened basically throughout my 20s and all of my 30s, where I really had trouble sleeping. And so, and I wish I had known these tips then, and I don't, I know them now, so I really enjoy being able to help others by adapting these issues into their lives, and they're really very simple to do. So I think it's important if we can just kind of make sure we cover all of them. And
also say that these are an adjunct to other things that you do nutritionally with your clients. So people need to understand you can't continue
to bombard your body with high glycemic index carbohydrates, sugars and sweets, and also a lot of the artificial stuff found in most foods today, and then expect these tips to correct everything.
Yeah, and they may work for some people who have, you know, moderately disrupted biochemistry. When I'm talking with people who have a terribly disrupted biochemistry, it may take way more than this to help them sleep.
Okay.
So the bottom line, Carl, is people need to relax their adrenal glands and regulate blood sugar levels in order to be able to have a really good quality night's sleep.
Okay.
And that's the fundamental goal that I have, and that's what essentially all of these seven tips are trying to do.
Okay, so let's start with tip number one.
Number one, of course, is taking a hot bath before you go to bed. And if you have access to a sauna, of course, a sauna is going to help you achieve that same goal. So essentially, by increasing your body temperature, that can relax you enough to have a good night's sleep, to fall asleep and have an entire good night's sleep. So heat, essentially, is one good way or remedy to help make sure you're falling asleep at night.
Now, number two is something that I started doing recently, but not now. I realize that number two is a supplement. Talk about that.
Yeah, I'll just talk generically about calcium and magnesium supplements. Ideally, you want to take an amino acid chelate, of course, and ideally you want to take calcium to magnesium in a 2-to-1 ratio. So I don't encourage anybody taking straight up magnesium because it can throw off other minerals in the body. So essentially the best way to do it is by taking a calcium to magnesium supplement in a 2-to-1 ratio. Now everybody responds differently to this particular type of supplement simply because, if you take too much of it, it could create loose stool. So you have to be careful on the dose. If you don't want to have loose stools in the morning, some people might respond to one or two capsules or tablets. Some people may need, up to 3 to 4 tablets or capsules. So it's relative to the individual.
Now, magnesium glycinate, by the way, does not elicit the loose stool problem that most magnesium products do. So I know someone who took magnesium to help her sleep, and she ended up with cramps and Charlie horses. I guess the calcium was missing, wasn't it?
Well, yeah, it's just safer to take it in a 2-to-1 ratio. So
okay.
I don't ever recommend taking minerals like that in isolation simply because there is that risk and you don't want to create that domino effect with your mineral balance in your body.
Okay, so talk about number three.
Okay, so I just moved from my computer, sorry.
Number three, do
more deep breathing and relaxation techniques throughout the day. So what you want to do with this particular piece of advice is you're training your adrenal glands to relax. If you're constantly in the sympathetic dominant mode where you're pushing and pushing and pushing your adrenals, and by the time you go to bed at night, your adrenals are still going to be pushing. There's been no lapse in the day to help them relax, so you can actually train yourself to fall asleep at night. So doing deep breathing techniques or relaxation techniques throughout the day to train them to relax, so by the time you go to bed at night, you can fall asleep, that can also be a very powerful tool.
Yeah, that's a really interesting thing, and I've learned that the hard way, that what you do during the day sets up hormonal milieus that occur at night. Let's talk about number four. This sounds like an easy one, but I guess people don't think about it.
Yeah. Wear socks if your feet are cold. I mean, when I had chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia, I had that problem severely. And of course, you go to bed at night, your feet are cold. All you're going to think about is your cold feet and even maybe cold hands. So you want to be nice and warm in your bed.
What about this notion that we sleep better, that when melatonin rises, body temperature drops, and we sleep better in a colder environment or a cooler environment? What do you think about that?
That may be true for some people who can tolerate the cold, but I know when I was sick, I couldn't tolerate the cold at all, so I needed warmth.
You think the intolerance to cold has anything to do, and I don't want to get too far off this, anything to do with the thyroid?
Absolutely. But again, it still comes down to the adrenal glands. Remember, your thyroid and your adrenal glands work as a gas and a brake pedal. So when your adrenal glands are pumping out all that adrenaline and cortisol and they're completely stressed, overexerting themselves 24/7, then what's going to happen is your thyroid is going to crash, right? So remember that analogy, brake and gas pedal. You want to be able to have a balance between those two glands, and unfortunately we're not creating that balance today in this fast new world that we live in.
Okay, let's do this. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to pick it up with the last three tips, which are very, very important tips. We're talking this hour with Pam Colleen. She is the author of Addiction, The Hidden Epidemic, but please do not misunderstand the name of this book. She's not talking about just addictions like drug addictions and stuff. She's talking about the addictions that are created by the foods that we eat, which are really much bigger problem in today's society than anything else. You can get a copy of the book by going to addictionthehiddenepidemic.net or at where finer books are sold. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains D-aspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better. Bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Okay. We're talking about tips that could help you sleep better. We're talking with Pam Colleen, author of Addiction, The Hidden Epidemic. This book has more to do with teaching you about the foods you're eating, probably, than any other book that you'll ever find. The relationship between the foods you're eating and your health and their addictive qualities. Pam, what is number 5 on the list?
Number 5 is one of my favorites, is eating some animal fat before you go to bed at night. So you might enjoy a nice big chunk of high-fat cheese or a couple of bites of fatty meat, chicken with skin, of course, something along that line before you go to bed. And the reason for this, of course, is to help balance your blood sugar and therefore take the stress off the adrenal glands. So you want to be able to achieve that goal before you go to bed. And
how much fat are we talking about? Fat is, you know, it has a lot of energy to it. Are we talking about, you know, 10, 15, 20 grams of fat, which would equivalent to, you know, about 200 calories in just fat by itself, or what?
We really just, it would amount to a few bites of something that's fatty. So a few bites of high-fat cheese or a few bites of fatty meat. That's basically all I would ask of somebody before they go to bed, is to have that just to balance their blood sugar. Because remember, you're waiting a long time between dinner at 6 p.m. and potentially breakfast at, say, 6 or 7 a.m. So that's a long time to go without food. Especially.
Now, is it animal fat because of the higher content in saturated fat? Could I use coconut oil instead?
Mm-hmm. You could use coconut oil. My preference is always going to be animal fat, though. So I really want people to get that, because it's going to be in a complete form of food, right? So you're going to get other nutrients with it, including protein.
And it must be said, for anybody who's a first-time listener to this show, that anytime we talk about animal fat on this show, we're talking about animals that are being fed genetically natural diets that they were genetically designed to eat, like cows eat grass, and chickens are not vegans, by the way. They eat worms, okay? So these are animals that are living natural lives, and their fats are anti-inflammatory instead of pro-inflammatory, like the commercially raised animals. So, right? That's what you're talking about, Pam, right?
Absolutely. I'm so glad when you point that out, Carl, because ideally you want to go for that gold standard where the animals are out on pasture, and that way you get a better nutrient profile as well.
Okay. So animal fats before bed. Does it matter if there's a higher amount of protein than fat? If you're eating a piece of chicken, clearly it could have more protein than fat. Does that sway anything?
Yeah. Well, you know what I do? If it's a lean piece of meat, I just smother on some butter.
Yeah, some raw unpasteurized butter from grass-fed, hormone-free, antibiotic-free cows. I know I have to punctuate these things because I don't want someone to get an excerpt of this show and say, "Oh, they're promoting ill health." Or so. No. We're talking about real butter, the way butter was designed before man put its hands in it. So there you go.
That's right. That's right.
Number six really was an aha moment for me. What's number six?
Take a pinch of unrefined sea salt before you go to bed. And if you wake up early, if you're waking up at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, can't fall back asleep again, then I want you to take another pinch of unrefined sea salt and possibly even another one or two capsules or tablets of a CalMag supplement, 2-to-1 ratio. Because what you need to do when that happens, of course, the adrenals are trying to turn on again, and you need to relax them. So, and that's what salt is really good for. It's really good for relaxing your adrenal glands.
Really? Now, I never realized that.
Mm-hmm. Salt is a natural hypnotic. So when you think about people who have been stressing their adrenal glands all day long by eating too much sugar or eating too many carbohydrates in general, you'll also find out from them that they crave salt. So essentially, salt is trying to neutralize the damage from all of that sugar. It's really there to relax the adrenals after you've been overexciting them all day long with too much sugar in your diet.
Now, you say a pinch. You really mean like a pinch? You take your fingers, take a pinch, and throw it in your mouth? That's it?
Yeah, take a pinch. I mean, over the course of a day, you're going to be hopefully taking in at least a teaspoon to a teaspoon and a half of salt throughout the day. That's sprinkling it on your food, hopefully. When I'm working with people who have terrible depression or anxiety or chronic fatigue, at around 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I ask them to take a pinch of salt as a bit of a pick-me-up. But before bed, it's a natural hypnotic, and it can help you fall asleep at night.
That's really intriguing to me. That's
right. I'm telling you, it works like a charm for most people. It's not going to work for everybody, but it works for most people.
Tell me the number seven, and then I have a question for you. Go ahead. What's number seven?
Number seven is using white noise and or earplugs to cut out any background noises. And I remember when I was always on edge, when I couldn't sleep at night with insomnia, if a pin dropped on the opposite end of the house, I would hear it and it would keep me from falling asleep at night. That's how much my adrenals were on alert. That's how much stress hormone I was producing. So I've adapted to using white noise. I personally, even to this day, wear earplugs and white noise just as a preventative thing in case there's a dog barking down the street or whatever. But it really helps soothe your nervous system because, of course, you're just blocking out all of those irritating background noises.
You know, this is interesting that you say this. There are people out there who call themselves very light sleepers. And they think that this is something that is a good quality that they've become adapted to because, you know, like men, they'll say, oh, I'm a light sleeper because I've got to, you know, listen for burglars and stuff like that. Being a light sleeper is an anomaly. Most of us should. I mean, the human body is designed to go deep into a trance. In fact, there's a complete disconnection of a variety of sensory mechanisms that are designed so that you don't you're not awakened easily. Once you're asleep, this notion that you're easily awakened being a positive thing is not. It probably means if you're one of those people that's easily agitated, I'll bet you're a light sleeper as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'll bet you're producing too much cortisol and too much adrenaline as well. So what you really want to do is, again, go back to that relaxation state and learn how to be in a relaxation state. And when I'm working with people who are always on edge, who have this feeling of inner angst all the time, along with maybe depression or fatigue, you know, it's a lot of work to be able to restore that in the body. That's one of the main things I have to do with people, is to relax the adrenal glands so that they can have an inner sense of peace and joy and happiness. Because when you're overproducing these stress hormones, really your body is saying you're running away from a lion right now. So there's no time for sex, there's no time for sleep, and there's no time for eating. So the appetite goes, the sex drive goes, and the ability to fall asleep goes. See, what you must do is learn to gain that sense of inner sense of peace. And really, you know, that's what addiction really is, Carl. It's the inability to live in the now. It's the inability to feel those feelings of inner joy and peace and calm.
Interesting. I have a message that I just received on Facebook. I've been asked not to use a name, and I respect that. What if you are a woman going through menopause and an HRT has not gotten rid of your symptoms? One of her symptoms is that she can't sleep. She wakes up every hour with hot flashes, sweating, palpitating heart, and this is going on now for months. Mm-hmm. What happens? Would these things work for someone who is on HRT but not seeing the side effects mm-hmm. of menopause go away from the HRT?
Mm-hmm. Well, the problem with hormones, any kind of hormone replacement, whether it's natural or synthetic, is that it's really not dealing with the underlying reasons why the hormones are out of whack in the first place. And in very simple terms, I will say it has a lot to do with the balance of calcium and magnesium in the body. When the calcium and magnesium balance goes awry, then it's impossible to relax, because what happens is the calcium and magnesium become bio-unavailable, so you have no natural sedatives. It's not that you have to blame the estrogen or blame the progesterone. That's the wrong. You're taking your eye off the target. What you must do is balance the minerals, and that's why I prefaced this show by saying if something is as severe as what this individual is going through, there's far more going on. It would be nice if she took a calcium and magnesium 2-to-1 ratio and it would help her, but just from the symptoms that she's describing, it sounds like she's dealing with a biochemical mess. And it would take probably a lot more work to help balance that out. And that's essentially what I do when I work with people, and I see their hair analysis and I can see their biochemistry. And when I see that calcium and magnesium ratio off, number one, I know they're going to worry too much, that they're going to have too much inner anxiety. And number two, I know they're probably going to have serious sleep problems because they can't relax. They have no available calcium and magnesium. And I don't want to get too technical here, but that balance falls awry when the sodium and potassium are out of balance, and that's in response to stress on the adrenal glands. So it still comes down to balancing the adrenal glands and making sure you're not overexerting yourself. You have to remember the human body is designed to be in a parasympathetic state. It's designed to be in a state of resting and digesting. We're not supposed to be pushing and pushing and pushing these adrenals all day long.
Yeah, that's really, really interesting. Also, I think it's safe to say that those symptoms that she's discussing here, the hot flashes, are related to difficulty managing blood sugar. Quite often, and it's been pretty well researched now, that hot flashes, which are usually preceded by moments of anxiety, they can also include palpitations, tremor, disorientation. These are hypoglycemic episodes. And what I think happens with women as they go through menopause, and please chime in here, is their ability to manage stable blood sugar levels becomes almost a tug of war, where the adrenal glands are liberating glucose, and then the insulin spikes and shoves it away. And it's this constant push and pull match instead of this harmony between all the systems. What would you say to that statement?
I think that the key thing in what you just said has mostly to do with regulating blood sugar. I can't emphasize enough the importance of regulating your blood sugar by eating 3 square meals a day. And what women are doing, what men are doing today, children even, is they're skipping breakfast or they're waiting too long in between meals. And this is unacceptable. Before World War II, eating 3 square meals was like a religion in North America. We got up in the morning, we ate breakfast at 7 o'clock sharp after we got out of bed. We didn't wait 1 or 2 or 3 hours to have breakfast. We ate right away, and we had a regular lunch, and we had a regular dinner, and just that spread throughout the day of having consistent, healthy, wholesome meals is enough to hopefully regulate your blood sugar. But waiting too long for breakfast, even in the morning, or starting your morning with a bagel and a coffee, or even worse, just a coffee, you're setting yourself up for the entire day to have a blood sugar imbalance, and that blood sugar imbalance is going to stress your adrenal glands. And basically the reaction in that is that you're going to be pushing out all sorts of stress hormones. So it's going to be really hard for an individual who's doing that to ever feel really, truly relaxed.
Pam, how can people reach you if they want an individual consultation?
They can actually reach me through my website, which is just my name, www.pamkilleen.com, or my email is pam@pamkilleen.com.
And then, of course, they can get the book at addictionthehiddenepidemic.net, which is the name of the book, or I guess they can get it at pamkilleen.com as well.
Yeah, or even amazon.com as
well. Well, yeah, we obviously Amazon is a given. I always forget to mention that, but I always assume that people know. Well, Pam, I want to thank you for coming on. This is a very, very important subject. I really believe that sleeplessness in this country is at an epidemic rate, but people suffer in silence. And nothing will age you faster, and nothing will help you develop disease faster than improper sleep. So we all have to focus more. I wish people would have, as a matter of fact, Elisa said on the first Casual Friday we did back after the New Year, she couldn't believe that no one was making a resolution to get more and better sleep. Mm-hmm. That really is shocking to me. Pam, thanks for being on Superhuman Radio.
Thanks so much for having me, Carl. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. We'll be right back with more. When we come back, I'm going to be talking about 2 forgotten training modalities that may actually help you spark some new growth and strength in the gym. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me, and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it, and you'll be a believer too.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizol, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizol works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechanogrowth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance.
performance comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
You're back against the world. There's no one home to call. Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Okay. You know, sometimes picking up an old magazine and or listening to an old episode of Superhuman Radio reminds you about something that you had forgotten about. And when it comes to making progress in the gym, sometimes the only thing you need to do is, you know, just change it up a little bit. So I want to talk about two training protocols that pretty much have been forgotten, or at least they're not being discussed. One of them has probably been more forgotten than the other. And they both are very, very similar with the exception of a couple little things. And so I wanted to discuss them. I'm not saying that this is the way you should train. I'm not endorsing them as, oh, this, you know, you should be doing this. Forget about what you're doing. I'm just throwing this out there to remind people that these two training protocols exist and people have, in different instances, found great success using them. I was reminded of the first one while reading Randy Roach's Muscle, Smoke, and Mirrors, Volume 2, which has a great portion of the book dedicated to Arthur Jones, the founder and inventor of Nautilus. And along with founding and inventing the Nautilus machines, he also set in motion a training protocol that many of you know called high-intensity training, or HIIT. And the basic precept of this training protocol is one set of a given exercise to complete concentric muscular failure. So the idea is you do one set per body part, though some people have experimented with using HIIT and doing two and three sets per body part, but I feel that you need to be much more advanced if that's what you're going to do. But the idea is you do one set per body part to complete failure. So you're training your entire body each session. Jones said, never train any longer than 1 hour, and train no often than three times a week. In fact, he was a big proponent of just doing a HIIT session once a week. His logic was that if you're training that close to your one rep maximum, to where you are eliciting muscular failure, which is actually scientifically, it's called ischemic rigor of the muscles. It's actually a failure of adenosine triphosphate production, where the muscle just can't contract anymore, and it usually occurs after, you know, 40 or 50 seconds of intense load on the muscle. He felt that if you were training to that degree of failure, that you really didn't need to do more. And he discovered this on his own at one point in his life, where he was training for 2 hours a day, and then he started to back off and he started to train once a week and was out of the gym in an hour. And he said that he was able to build his physique at that point in time to the biggest it was. And I forget, I think I want to say he was close to 200 pounds at his, wasn't a very tall guy. And so he said, train no often than three times a week. There was an emphasis put on the speed of the eccentric
or the negative portion of the rep. So he discovered or recognized the value of the negative portion of the rep. He said that you could do one to three sets per body part, once to three times a week. However, monitoring the rep and making sure that the negative portion of the rep was held in great control. The way he gauged progress was you were able to increase either the weight or the number of reps per exercise per training session. He expected each and every person who did this to be able to increase the weight and or the rep with every exercise, which he said was an indicator if you were training too frequently. He felt that if you were training too frequently, you were not going to be able to make progress every workout. And that was a sign that you should back off a little bit. Interesting. That was his way of addressing overtraining. And a typical Jones workout would look like, you know, you would do bench press for chest, you would do squat for legs, perhaps bent over rowing. And keep in mind, he was a proponent of machines, but I'm using free bar examples here. He probably would smack me in my face if he was here. And he was actually that critical of a person that he would probably take great offense because he was a proponent of machines. But anyway, bent over rowing for back, overhead press for shoulders, perhaps curls for biceps and maybe push downs for triceps. You would do every one of these movements for one set to complete muscular failure using a weight of approximately 70 to 85% of your maximum, one rep maximum. And you would do this, you would hit each body part technically once to three times a week. And he figured that this was the best way to train. And there were people out there who discovered that it worked for them. Mike Mentzer took the high intensity training and basically modified it gently and made heavy duty training out of it. But he was also a disciple of Jones. And basically, the take home on this is the HIIT principle promoted the fact that less equals more when it comes to building muscle. And people have had great success with the high intensity training protocol. You can use it. You can use it if you want to do some sort of micro periodization where perhaps with what you're doing right now, perhaps 1 week you will choose to go into the gym and say, okay, this week I'm going to do HIIT exclusively. I'm abandoning what I've done and I'm going to train 3 days this week and I'm going to do one set per body part to complete muscular failure and get out of the gym and consider this kind of active recovery, if you will, because you're taking more rest periods. If you're somebody who goes into the gym 5-6 days a week and does all these different body part splits, this could be a nice change up. It could be refreshing, may make you interested in getting into the gym or may make you more interested in going back to your original routine once it's finished. But again, high intensity training has been around for a long time and there are a lot of people out there who claim that it is all they use. And so there it is. Okay, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to be talking about one that really has been forgotten, in my humble opinion, called body contract training. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
Look, brother, there's a new groove. There's a new thing. Gets down to the nitty-gritty. Yeah,
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Are your goals longevity, endurance, vitality, or wellness? Well, you'll find everything you're looking for at uscellwellness.com. US Cell Wellness was founded on the belief that total well-being begins at the most basic cellular level. Their natural supplements are designed to work with the body to achieve health and vitality. Their formulas are backed by a team of nutritional researchers
researchers, healthcare professionals, and nutritional supplement biochemists. Whether you're concerned for your own wellness or a clinician caring for others, it all starts at uscellwellness.com. Save 20% off your first purchase when you use the coupon code SUPER.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. A couple things I want to mention, too, before we follow up on the next training protocol, which is called body contract training. First of all, the Quest promotion to win a year's worth of Quest protein bars for free. All you have to do is submit your video for My Quest. You can get all the details on Facebook. If you're not already a friend, look for Quest Bar and check it out. They have some cool videos up there. I saw some dude. What a great video he put together. There's some really, really cool stuff up there. You got to check it out. Go to Quest Bar and check out the videos that people are putting up for their 2012 Quest. Exciting stuff. Elisa and I will have ours up there hopefully this weekend. I just need to do some video editing right now. Also, I just want to remind everybody, U.S. Cell Wellness is John Wood of U.S. Wellness Meat. Many of us love his grass-fed and natural foods and thank him for being the only company that ships so quickly nationwide all these different great meat products. U.S. Cell Wellness is his foray into the supplement industry, and I'm asking my listeners to check out the website. Go to superhumanradio.com, look for the U.S. Cell Wellness banner ad, click it. They've got a variety. Interestingly enough, they have a calcium and magnesium supplement, like the one that Pam was talking about. I just remembered that during the break. They have a very, very high quality calcium. It's very important where you get your calcium from, by the way, so it doesn't have any heavy metals in it. So check it out. Check out U.S. Cell Wellness and let them know you heard about them at Superhuman Radio. Okay, so the next training modality is actually called body contract training, or BCT. And it's founded by Dan Duchesne. While Duchesne was really well known for his recommendations and experimentation with performance-enhancing drugs, he introduced BCT in Muscle Media 2000 back in 1996. And it was really kind of an interesting version, if you will, of high-intensity training. But he kind of uses some different tricks to reach that high-intensity level. that we will discuss here. First of all, he had specific body parts that needed to be trained on specific days. So day one, you did shoulders, biceps, and triceps. Day two, you did legs, calves, and abs. Day three, you took off. Day four, you took off. Day five, you did chest and back. Day six, you take off. Day seven, you take off. Okay? So that's it. So basically, you're training 3 days a week. And the logic here was there was more rest than training days because the intensity on the muscles was much greater. And so you needed more time for recovery, even when using drugs. The working sets were from 1 to 3 sets with an initial weight of 70% of your one rep maximum. You should be able to get about 12 reps if you're using about 70% of your one rep maximum. Okay? Now, there's an important factor here that I have to state before going into the rest of it so you understand. When you were doing your reps, Duchesne said that he wanted you to do the eccentric portion of the movement as quickly as possible, which is exactly the opposite of what Jones said. Jones said control the negative portion, resist it to get the greatest amount of damage out of it and muscle building effect. Duchesne said do not resist it. Focus on the concentric. Allow the bar to find its way back on its own. Do not resist it. Let it go fast during that phase. Now, upon muscular failure, concentric failure, have your partner, and you need a training partner to do the body contract training protocol. Maybe that's why he used the word contract. I don't know. Have your partner add the amount of weight required to take the weight for that movement up to 85% of its one rep maximum and have the partner assist you in the concentric phase of the movement. And you then are going to do heavy eccentric negatives. So theoretically, if you're doing a barbell curl, your partner would load the extra weight on the bar after you failed with the first 12 reps and help you up into the top position. And then you would struggle letting the bar down. You would do 3 reps this way. So you do 12 reps to concentric failure, allowing the bar to return to its resting position as quickly as possible, not resisting it, not taking advantage of the eccentric in that initial movement. But then upon concentric failure, add the weight to the bar, taking it to 85% of your one rep max. Have your partner help you get the bar into position and you fight the negative for 3 more reps. Okay? And you could do this for 1 to 3 sets per movement. This was designed to cause the greatest amount of trauma, according to Duchesne, without eliciting the greatest amount of catabolic damage to the muscle. And the logic behind this was that when you reached a concentric failure, or as we said before, ischemic rigor of the muscle, he said that by doing the negatives then caused a less of a degree of catabolism to the muscle. I'm not sure of his logic behind it, but this is what he dictated when he laid out this plan. Now, another interesting factor about this training protocol is you train for 3 weeks on and 1 week off. 1 week you take completely off. And I guess, again, the reason for this is due to the amount of trauma to the muscles, you are really kind of overreaching, using an overreaching approach, training into a point where if you continue to do that week in and week out, you would be overtrained and you would start to regress. So that week off allows for complete muscular repair before you take it to the next level. This makes kind of some good sense. It's kind of like letting the cement dry before adding more and more bricks and building the wall. So it's another interesting approach. It's another high-intensity approach. It was Duchesne's approach to building muscle. I haven't heard much about body contract training. I have heard about doing a couple extra negatives at the end of a movement, having your training partner help you. We probably all heard about that. But Duchesne has a specific prescription on how to use it and what body parts to train on which days. And, you know, you can try this again. Maybe what you're doing is working great for you and you feel like just, you know, I just feel like changing it up next week. I don't want to get stale. Well, 1 week you could do this exact approach. It does require the aid of a training partner. Unfortunately, I don't really have a training partner unless Elisa wants to come into the gym and help me with this. This is something that cannot be done alone. It requires a training partner, and some of us don't have training partners. But you can check it out. It's called Body Contract Training, created by Dan Duchesne. In the upcoming weeks, I will try to cover additional forgotten training modalities. I think it'll be interesting. And again, I'm not endorsing any of these. I'm not suggesting that this is what you need to do. I'm just saying that this could change things up for you. It could spark some new growth. It could get you over a rut or out of a rut, or just could make it interesting 1 week for you to go in and do something different. Or maybe it's the way you want to start training right now. Maybe you need a reason to get into the gym and you just need something new to do. You could try one of these. Again, they've been around a long time. They've worked for other people. Perhaps they will work for you. Thanks so much for listening to Superhuman Radio today. Of course, tomorrow is Friday, and we have a great Casual Friday planned for you. Elisa is working on it as we speak. We'll see you tomorrow.